Capital test on both sides. Banatzeach almus ladei mizmo the David. The Malbim accepts the understanding, first of all, that almus is two words. The Minchashai already reviews the difference of opinion, whether it's one word or two words. The Malbim is assuming that it's two words, and that Labain is the name of a Rasha who had successfully destroyed many cities, many peoples, until finally he was defeated by David, and when he was sort of preparing for a second round, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him, and he died. So that's the occasion of Almus. The capital is on the death of Labain. Oda Hashem b'chol libi asapa kol nifla asapa. The Malbim hones in on the call. Isn't that the norm? Shouldn't that just be presumed? If you say Oda Hashem b'libi, that means b'chol libi. But it seems to be that David HaMelech is countering a hava amina, a possibility or even a likelihood that the hodah wouldn't be b'chol lev, that the sipur wouldn't be kol nifla sefer. So the Malbim here in Pasuk Beis, he references what the Chavos Halvavos says, Kvabiyah v'Chavos Halvavos Shar HaAvoda, it's Perek Vav, Shehatam Asher Yikshel La'odam La'hodos La'Hashem Chasto, Humitnei Shebe'esha Bo La'hodos Al Ha'avar, Divrei Piv, Divrei Moda, V'Kavanos O'Kavanos M'Vakesh. Chavos Halvavos says that it's so challenging for us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, because even when the words are words of Hodah, when it's Divrei Piv, it's Divrei Moda, the inner intent is really one of Bakasha. When we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our good health, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our parnasa, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for other blessings, so deep down, really it's, and Ribono Shel Olam, please maintain this. Please continue to send that bracha. Shel b'libo yechavin levakeh sheyosef Hashem lehetiv imo be'osed v'imkein ein hoda aso shleima. So here, we need to try to understand this a little bit. If you take a look, the Rambam writes at the end of Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos, it's inspired by a din in Maseches Brachos. Klalo shel Dava, the Roman writes in Perek Yud Halacha Chavav, La'olam yitzak odam al ha'osid lovel v'yavakesh rachamim v'yitain hodoa al sho'ava v'yoda v'yishaveach kifi koko. Again, Klalo shel Dava, La'olam yitzak odam al ha'osid lovel v'yavakesh rachamim, but also v'yitain hodoa al sho'ava v'yoda v'yishaveach kifi koko. So Rambam clearly says that Hodah and Bakasha are linked. And the linkage, the pshat in that linkage of hoda'ah and bakasha is that neither one can really stand alone without the other. To be mevakesh without hoda'ah, so how can a person ask for more without acknowledging everything that he's received until now? So you can't really have bakasha without hoda'ah. What about hoda'ah without bakasha? Can't you have hoda'ah without bakasha though? Vatahar od vatelid ben vatomer hapam odas Hashem al ken kara shmo Yehuda vatam od niladus. So Leah had four sons in quick succession. The fourth son is named Yehuda, and then she stops conceiving for a while. The Ibn Ezra comments, "Hapam odes Hashem, kitam hapam hazos." Means the understanding of hapam is as though the pasuk said hapam hazos. Odes Hashem. So the Ibn Ezra says that there's a cause and effect we hear within the pasuk. It's not some that the pasuk is narrating two separate causally unrelated events. A, that she named the son Yehuda, and that B, this was the last of that series, that the series was four sons and then it stopped. No, but in her Hoda'ah, so Leah indicated that she was content, that she had everything. That she had everything she wanted, she had everything she needed. And if a person is content, if a person feels that he has everything he needs, so the Baal Shem doesn't send more bracha. So the time of milad is an extraordinary pshat in the pasuk. So for that reason, it's not only that bakasha shouldn't happen without hoda'ah, but lechora hoda'ah also should be linked to bakasha. It shouldn't intimate a sense of Yibam Shem, thank you, and you know, I'll take care of, I'll handle things going forward. You know, thank you for the past, and you know, now I'm okay. I'll steer things from here. And Luchar, that's the pshat in what the Rambam writes here at the end of Paragiyot of Hilchos Brachos. That klal shadav al olim yitzak adam alo asid lava v'yavakish rachamim v'yitein hodaya al sha'ava v'yoda v'shaber kifikocha, meaning that hodan bakasha aren't supposed to be tzmudas zalazal. So what's our Malvin talking about? Our Malvin is disagreeing with us. So maybe there's a nuance here. Maybe there's a subtle distinction. In this connection between Hoda'ah, L'sha'avar, and Bakasha L'haba, so that connection can be forged in either of two different ways. Either it can be that a person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges and thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu unqualifiably for the past. And then says Rioshan, moving forward, I recognize that I'm as dependent as ever, and therefore I'm being tzorek l'sha'asif. I'm being mevakesh al ha'asif. Or, again, it's a subtle but very real distinction, or that linkage, that connection between the hodah and the vakasha can sort of intimate that let's say a person is behind on paying his mortgage on his house, and the bank says he has a deadline of tomorrow, he has to come up with $100,000. And someone gives him $25,000 or $50,000. So when he'll say thank you, it's sincere, it's heartfelt, but it's clear that what he's indicating is, but you know, that really doesn't do it for me. So the hodah can be linked to bakasha in a way that downplays the past bracha, that downplays the past benefaction, or not. And maybe that's what the Chovas Halvavos and the Malbim are saying. It's not at odds with the Rambam. A person shouldn't be looking forward in the sense of, but you know, that's only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me is only half a loaf. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing incomplete about what a person has received. And in that sense, it should be Od Hashem B'chol Libi. But not in a sense that I think now I'm independent, now I'm self-sufficient. No, I recognize that I have to ask Lahaba also. Maybe that's the pshat here in the Melbourne. What's a sapra kol niflosach? Again, in the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the Melbourne is reacting to the same. The emphasis on the kol. I'll recognize even those niflos HaKadosh Baruch Hu which are clothed with as a camouflage of teva, I'll recognize them for what they truly are. Lo kedach v'nei odim shelo yisapu rak nisim gluyim. Aval hadvarim sheyeroo that appear lomo to them sibos tiviyim yitzlu b'tevo b'mikra that they'll attribute to natural causes. Aval anochi nifkechu einai, my eyes are open. I've been sensitized. Ladas shegam darki hatava heim niflaos tumim deyim. The Malbim elicits this from the pasuk. But what is the lashon? What is the lashon niflaos? What does it mean? I think that Father Zichron Levracha just pointed out. Let's say you have in Rosh Hashoftim, ki yipalei mimcha davar mishpat, right? Ben dam l'dam ben din l'din. So what does ki yipalei mimcha davar mishpat mean? So Uncle says ki yiskasei, something is hidden. Right, there's an obscure point in halacha. Ben dam l'dam, ben din l'din, ben neged l'neged. There's some obscure point in halacha. So what's nifla is something that's hidden. So that's what the Malbim says. No, asaf v'kol nifla osacha, meaning the niflaos are the miracles which are hidden, where there's a facade of teva. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't override teva, but he orchestrates the miracles within teva. That's what I think. I found the Zechariah added that's what we have in Modim in Shemoneh Esrei. So al nisecha shebechol yom yimanu, va'al nifla osecha v'tav osecha shebechol eis. That the nisim, there are lots of nisim, but they're not mamish b'chol eis. No, there is a ma'aracha of teva. There's a system of teva. But within that, the nifla osecha ataka b'chol eis. Good. So, meaning niflos also means something which is a wonder. It has both senses, right? The way osei fella wondrous. So it has both senses, which allows for the kol. Pasuk gimel esmucha ve'el tzavach azam shimcha elyon. So the Malbim here in the Bir HaMidos cross references, he's explained both of these earlier, that El Tsa means a Simcha Ruchonis, whereas Simcha can simply connote a Simcha Gufonis, but El Tsa is always a Simcha Ruchonis. And that's what it means, that Esmucha ve'El Tsa Vach, says the Malbim, that my simcha is not going to be just on my personal fortune, but the simcha is elevated to the level of Elza. Ika simchasi hi b'cha. It's a simcha ruchanis. Shal yidei zeh yisparsem shmo ha-gadol. What's Azamra Shimcha Elyon? See, here too, the Malbim has explained earlier, back in Kapitel Zayin, the Malbim writes there in the Bir HaMilas that Hodo'a hu mitzad hakaras hatova, v'hazemer hu mitzad hakaras tehilosov mitzad atzma. Which means as follows. That's a Marshal Ma'ador V'doma. Hodo'a means someone comes and does you a tova. So hodah means you acknowledge and you thank him for that kindness, for that tova that he did. Then the azamra means that through the recognition of that tova, so you discover something about the person who bestowed the tova, right? Through the tova that he bestows, so you discover what a Bal Chesed is. You discover what a sensitive person he is. And that's what the Azamra is. So Azamra means that based on the recognition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, so then there's an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just of the, based on appreciating the benefaction. So one understands something and recognizes something about the benefactor, and that's what Azamra connotes for the Malbim. The shuv oyevai ochor yikashlu v'yovdu miponecha. It's clear that what happened wasn't b'derech hatava. It happened time and time again. First it was Beshuv Oyevai Ochor, they were beaten back. And then even when they tried to come again, it was Yikashlu V'yovdu. Which indicates very clearly that everything was happening Mipanecha. Mipanecha means, Panecha has the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. Masha Harkach Yikoshu V'yovdu Shenis Zelohoya Dova Mikri Rak Mipanecha Sheyotcha Asusa Zos. When we ask in Birkas Kohanim, Yoashem Ponav Elecha. So Heoros Ponim means a Hashgacha. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, the anthropomorphism, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be looking at us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, that there should be a He'oros Ponim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be looking at us with a shining countenance, refers to that personalized Hashgacha. Ki Yosisu Mishpati V'dini Yoshavta L'chisei Shofei Tzedek. I'm not sure about the word order here, according to the Malbim's pshat, but the Malbim says that the din, in the Be'ui Hamilos, he explains, the din sometimes has the sense of one's grievance. So, Ke'asisa Mishpati V'dini means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, as it were, stood up for my grievance, and Asisa Mishpati, and you affected the judgment. Then the Malbim continues, very, very yesodistic here. Ki achar asher asisa mishpati v'dini shebe'esha bo lehilachem bi rav tovivi v'asisa mishpati l'humam b'mochana me'oz lo kamta min kisei ha'mishpat rak yashavta l'chisei. The Malbim says, what's the difference between the idiom between l'sheves al and l'sheves l'alamed? L'sheves al just describes where the person sat down, right? Who yashav al ha'kisei, he sat on the chair. He didn't sit on the bench. He sat on the chair. That's what Al connotes. With the Lamed, it means for an extended period. So hence, Yashata Lechisei means that on the throne of judgment, on the seat of judgment, so you, once you judged Labein and his forces for their persecuting me, so may Oslo come to me and kise ha mishpat, rak yoshavta lakisei. Nisharta yoshav al kise ha mishpat. And you were shofei tzadek. Shahagam shetchilo lo asiso mishpat la'amim asher hishmidom. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't judged Laban for his unprovoked attacks on the other nations. But Acha Shehizchalto L'Shofto, but once you began to judge him, so Lo Amadita Mikisei HaMishpat, you didn't end the session of justice, as it were, Acha Gazarta Olav Din Shel Kloya, until you decreed destruction on him because of what he had done, not only in terms of his attack on me, but all the nations that he had previously attacked and successfully and destroyed. Apparently the midah that the Malbim is describing for us here sometimes a Rasha, this individual Rabbein, can perpetrate evil. But it doesn't necessarily trigger immediate din. Mitzido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the victims themselves, who in this context are victims, in other contexts, are not so innocent. So Hagam, that this Rasha is acting out of his own vishus, out of his own achzorius, but it doesn't necessarily trigger din right away. But once the din is triggered, once he then turns and attacks David HaMelech, and the din is triggered, so then Hagam, that what caused, what clinched the fact that the din should be happening now, was the asisa mishpati v'dini. What was his attack upon me, says David HaMelech, but yashavta l'chisei. What, once he's in the docket, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu then judges the Rasha for everything. Yashavta l'chisei shofet tzedek. And as part of that din, Ga'arta Goyim, Ibadata Rasha, Shma Matisa, La'olam Voyed, all those who joined forces with the Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges them as well. Ha'oyev Tamu Charavos Bonetza, V'orin Nosashta Ovat Zichron Hema. A Rasha can ostensibly succeed in his warfare, in his attacks, the charavos, the destruction which he wrought remains lo netzach, and the cities that he attacked is avad zichron. But the fact that ostensibly in olam hazeh that there was success in that campaign, the Hashem la'olam yeshev, konim la'mishvat kisa. But ultimately, there is going to be a din. The question is when the din is triggered. And when the din happens, hu yishba tevel b'tzadek, Yodin Mu'umim B'Meisharim. The Malbim goes on to say that there are three Bechinas here. There's three levels in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. when the Russia attacked the Lu'umim, not necessarily so innocent in their own accord. So the din is not preventive. It's ex post facto. However, v'yi Hashem miskav v'adoch miskav li'itos v'atzara. You have an innocent person, an innocent, downtrodden person, as Daka, Ushval Ruach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that person, is a miskav, is a fortress, that the Hashkacha is, and the din is preventive. It's not just that justice is done after the fact, but it's preventive. And the third and the highest level is the v'yiftchu v'cha yodei shemecha ki lo azavta darshacha Hashem. The yodei Hashem never reached that eis tzara. The yodei Hashem, so there the hashkacha is so, as it were, proactive. That it's not only that the Hashkacha intervenes when there's an Eis Tzara, when the individual is already a Doch, already fallen, but it's Kilo Azato Darshacha Hashem, that the Hashkacha is, again, completely proactive in preventing. The nations, Yishpot Mishpotim V'yodin Dinam, V'al Pizeh Yanish Es Hamargiz Ha'oretz Ha'shehechver V'zarehim. He punishes the one who brought destruction, acting evilly. The second is El Hadach Vahanitka Loyamtina Chayasa Imora Raki Hilo Miskov Tekev Veloyaniach Klaloharalo Shlishis Liyere Hashem Uli Yisrael Amo Loyamtina Achiyia Eistzara Kiyode Shemecha Hem Yitchu Vachoi Kilo Azata Darshacha Af Aziva Lefishah. There isn't even any temporary lapse in the Hashkacha. Ki hem mushkacha mi'itcha tamid. Ad shlo yiyah lahem es tzara klal. Malmum explains in the Bir HaMilas, and what we're about to mention is without adequate explanation, without adequate elaboration, but maybe we'll come back to it later. That Yodei Shemecha Hu Madrega Gedola Ma'od Shemasig Shem Hashem B'Yediyah Brura. We're talking about someone on a very, very, to be Yodei Shemo is an exalted madrega. Akedah kach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says about the Avos, "Ubishmi Hashem lo nadati lahem, shehi ha-hanhoga ha-nisiyas v'hatmidiyas l'yodei shemo." What the Malbim is suggesting is that the Yiftachu v'cha yodei shemecha kilo azantu d'ashecha Hashem, is that there's a very precise correlation between the Yodei Shemo and the Hashgacha which they then receive. The Yodei Shemo who are able to understand and view the world in a way that everything is attributable in a way that they understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is all-encompassing, so then they merit that all-encompassing Hashgacha. So there is, again, this very precise correlation between the Madrega of Yediyas Hashem and the Hashgacha of the Kilo Azatu Darshacha Hashem, which they merit. Okay, so we'll stop here.